And finally, here at the Vatican today, Pope Benedict XVI devoted his general audience catechesis to the inspiration given to all Christians by the women of the New Testament. Catherine Smyber has more.
As the Pope nears the end of his reflections on the earliest Christian witnesses, he turned his attention to the women who played an important role in spreading the good news, placing a special emphasis on Mary, the Mother of Christ.
Above all, we remember the Virgin Mary, who cooperated in a unique way in our redemption. As a faithful disciple of her Son, Mary manifested her complete trust in him at Cana. She received a special mission from him at the foot of the cross, to be the mother of all disciples.
But during his address to the thousands of pilgrims gathered in the Paul VI Audience Hall, the Holy Father extended his list of noteworthy biblical females.
Others who assisted our Lord were Mary Magdalene, the first to announce his resurrection, as well as Joanna, Susanna, and the sisters Mary and Martha. St. Paul writes that in the early church, it was normal for women to prophesy under the influence of the Spirit.
Another woman who made an impact and also mentioned by Paul in his letter to the Romans was Phoebe, known as Diakonos, which shows, according to the Pope, that she had a unique responsibility in the early Christian community.
Indeed, the history of Christianity would have developed much differently if it were not for the generous contribution made by so many women. Today, let us give thanks to God, who through baptism continues to use the gifts of both men and women for the good of the entire church.
While speaking Polish and Hungarian, the Holy Father also acknowledged today's feast of Saints Cyril and Methodius, the figures who evangelized Slavic countries.
Upon all of you, I invoke God's blessings of peace and joy.
At the end of the audience, Pope Benedict imparted his apostolic blessing upon the crowd. I'm Catherine Smybert.